The leading Democratic candidates for mayor said they welcome the judge's decision and said it affirms what they've been saying for some time, that Stop and Frisk unfairly targets minorities and needs to change. Former city controller Bill Thompson wants to keep parts of Stop and Frisk, but with a major difference. He says it's time for Police Commissioner Ray Kelly to go.
Ray is the face of an abusive Stop and Frisk policy that has targeted communities of color.
Meanwhile, City Council Speaker Christine Quinn affirmed her support for Commissioner Kelly. She even said any mayor would be lucky to have him, hinting that she might keep him on. But, she said, if she's elected mayor, whoever is police commissioner would have to work closely with an inspector general who would have oversight of the department. And she vowed to bring the number of people stopped and frisked under the policy way down.
Far too many young men of color are being stopped in the streets of New York City for no reason and in a completely unconstitutional manner.
Like the city council speaker, public advocate, and fellow mayoral candidate Bill de Blasio supports an inspector general to oversee the police department. And he goes a step further than Quinn. He says the city council must override the mayor's veto on a bill that would ban racial profiling. Like Thompson, he has also called for Kelly's replacement. City Comptroller John Liu distinguished himself from his rivals, calling for abolishing the practice altogether. On the other hand, Republicans John Catsimatidis, Joe Loda, and George McDonald all emphasized the value of Stop and Frisk. They said the judge's decision endangers New Yorkers and called for its appeal. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.